One Hope, 30 Daily Devotions for Overcoming Loneliness. Day 20, The Voice of the Shepherd by Tiffany Capps. Scripture passage. Surely goodness and mercy shall follow me all the days of my life, and I will dwell in the house of the Lord forever. Psalm 23:6. Such beautiful and comforting words found in Psalm 23:6. A life full of goodness and mercy followed by dwelling in the Lord's house forever? Yes, please. It is a comfort to know that we can have these tremendous blessings, but yet it is substantially comforting to know why these blessings are available to us. As David writes the 23rd Psalm, it's important to note that he first declares that the Lord is his shepherd. If anyone was familiar with the role of a shepherd, it was David. The fact that he knew he would never find himself in want for anything is powerful. Why could he make this bold proclamation? David knew his good shepherd was always faithful, always present, and provided for every need he could possibly have. Now, here's where it gets really comforting. As we learn and come to understand that all of the Old Testament points to the coming of Jesus, we can then see how Jesus has fulfilled all that was written in the New Testament. In John 10, Jesus declares himself to be our good shepherd. How perfectly he has fulfilled this role and its attributes. This good shepherd, Jesus, laid down his life for his sheep. He stays near his sheep in order to guide and protect them. And he constantly talks to them so that the sheep know him and his voice. When times of difficulty and loneliness arise, our good shepherd will not scatter and abandon us. Instead, he draws near to us, remaining to be our constant comforter and defender. His voice will be the one that we hear in the darkness of the night, speaking words of peace and comfort. When he speaks, the sound of his voice will be known to us because we know our shepherd and we are known by him. Knowing that Jesus is the good shepherd means we can know that we are never left alone and we have his voice of truth. On countless occasions, I have gone to God's word and received timely truth. I have uttered prayers of, "Oh God, please work, please help me." And I have seen him lovingly intervene and answer my pleas in ways beyond what I could have imagined. Walking and living out our lives with our good shepherd means walking in his goodness and his mercy, even in difficult times. Having his goodness and mercy following us all the days of our lives means abiding in him, his word, and talking to him constantly through prayer. When we seek him through these means, his goodness and mercy is found. Do you know this good shepherd? Are you seeking to know him and his truth daily? If not, I urge you to seek after him. He openly invites us to do so, and when we do, he promises that we will find him. This good shepherd longs to make himself known to you today. Reflect upon the following. Read John 10:1-18. How does Jesus' description of himself as our good shepherd help you have confidence that his goodness and mercy will follow you all the days of your life? Consider taking the following action steps. List the attributes of a shepherd from John 10:1-18. Read the same passage and substitute your name for sheep. One Hope is a production of North Carolina Baptist Aging Ministry. NCBAM is a ministry of Baptist Children's Homes of North Carolina.